local, live, and community based.
Southern FM.
This is the Space Show with Andrew and Richard. When you attend a conference such as the one that I was at for the last 3 days, the 24th Australian Space Research Conference, you meet all sorts of wonderful people. And I met the astronaut. Now, I'm going to explain what that is in a moment. But I do invite you to keep your diary handy because we're going to talk about an event that you might want to go to this weekend. Okay, the astronaut is a program run by Thomas Mueller to encourage people to be ambitious. Well, here's my conversation. Welcome to the Space Show.
Hey, Andrew. So my name's Thomas, Thomas Mueller, and I founded an organization called Astronaut, which has been going for a few years. And Astronaut is aiming to run workshops and programs based on the astronaut skill set.
I've heard of astronauts, but what about astronaut? What on earth is that?
Yeah, I guess it's a lucky pun that we can just put a U in between the A and the S, and it looks a little bit like Australia. I'm born in Australia and just have always loved the idea of Australians performing highly, particularly in things like the Olympics and in other fields, even like music. And so I thought, you know, I want to see Australians also always performing at the top in human spaceflight. And there's obviously been a few Australians here and there throughout history involved in, for example, NASA and even in private missions as astronauts. But yeah, I really wanted to create an organization that continues to support and develop human spaceflight in Australia.
And how are you going to go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I've been focusing on for the last few years has been education programs, starting with basically the general population, in one way just to build a bit of a revenue foundation as well. So what I do is I get experts in human performance, astronautics, and people that have experience in fields like, you know, Antarctic expeditions to come and teach a program to basically anyone who's willing to attend that is open to learning skills that astronauts have. They could be useful for their everyday life. They might want to excel in some other field and they just want to take principles of psychological resilience or, you know, effective teamwork into those areas, or they actually do have the passion of becoming an astronaut and they can still learn those fundamental skills and take them elsewhere. That's just the main thing I've been focusing on, but there's quite a few other things in the works that have less to do with education, more to do with just, you know, advocating for human spaceflight in Australia.
And what age group are you aiming for?
I am personally don't really want to aim for a specific age group because my belief is that it's about where people are at in their journey. So sometimes people have discovered, you know, just talking about people that want to be astronauts, I think they can discover that ambition when they're in primary school, but some people discover it when they're a teenager or at university. And even some people, I think, you know, they get quite far down in a career and they've been highly performing in a certain field. And you can get stories like this of real astronauts. Someone says to them, "Hey, have you considered becoming an astronaut?" And they're like, "No, I never really thought of that, but I've actually got the skills and capabilities." So I'd love to kind of address all levels of age. But I think there's clearly high schools are a clear, like, favorite for interest. And that's also a good moment in time for those students who actually could potentially go on to do it. It gives them, like, you know, a good 15-year window. So high schools, I'd like to branch out into corporate as well. Don't want to forget about the university students. So it's hard to say any one particular age group. Yeah.
If someone's interested in hearing what you've got to say, how do they get in contact with you?
Absolutely. I'm happy to share my email address. It's Thomas, Thomas, at astronaut.com.au. There's also a LinkedIn page under astronaut. There's an Instagram, astronaut.space. Yeah, more than happy to hear from anyone.
Anything else you want to tell us about your program?
the workshop coming up this Friday, which is the 29th, by the time this is out, it's probably going to be passed, has Eric Phillips involved, who is a polar explorer and private astronaut from Australia. And to me, that's a huge achievement from a few years ago when you know, I was just collecting whoever was around me that had something tangentially related to human spaceflight. So to now to have someone who really has experience being a part of the workshop and teaching what they know, to me is a huge step forward. So I'm really proud of that.
Thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
And I was talking there with Thomas Mueller, the astronaut. Exploration from the inner world to outer space. And they're having an event this weekend, Saturday the 29th of November. Runs from 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And it's being held at a place called The Hub. And The Hub is in Docklands. It runs between, the street it's in runs between Collins Street and Burke Street. And it's the address of it, he says, it's at 8 Harbour Esplanade. 8 Harbour Esplanade. And you can reach it with trams 11 and 48. And it's called Mission Profile. No, Mission Possible. There is a cost to it, of course, and because one of the guests is Eric Phillips, the Australian astronaut who flew on the Fram mission. And, yeah, so it's drawing on the experience of the polar explorer and astronaut Eric Phillips, supported by topical experts in human performance, understand why and how humans explore uncharted environments literally and metaphorically. And Thomas has given us a discount. Yes, if you are a Space Show listener, you can get a discount, 50% off. So it'll cost you $125 for an adult, $100 for a student. And this is for an all-day program. So once, if you want to find out more, you can visit www.astronaut, A-U-S-T-R-O-N-A-U-T, so astronaut with a U put in after the A, .com.au. So welcome to go and see that if you want. And I'd love to meet Eric Phillips, the Australian who flew on the Fram 2 mission over the poles. So once again, that's www.astronaut.com.au, and you can get in for a discount. And if you're doing the online registration, by the way, you can just rock up and pay at the door, but if you are doing an online registration, there is a code, Space Show. Now it's space underscore show. So you're listening to the Space Show here now on Southern FM, and the code for a discount is space underscore show. And you can get in for $125 for an adult, $100 for a student. Well worth the money, I reckon. Well, it's time for us to play a song, I think. Is it, Richard? Yes, Looking for Astronauts by The National. And according to this, we're out looking for astronauts, but it's too late because the record collection has been thrown out of the window. Make of that what you will. Looking for astronauts.
We're out looking for astronauts. Looking for astronauts. We're out looking for astronauts. Looking for astronauts. A little too late.
Oh,
group calling themselves The National, looking for astronauts. And we went out looking for astronauts, and we found one, an Australian one. And we're going to have him on the show in a few minutes.